This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 892. Does someone have it in for you? How to talk about grudges in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we'll show you one key phrase to use when someone is holding a grudge against you. Plus, we'll give you some backup phrases so that you are never stuck without the right vocabulary. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm good, but I am freezing.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so cold in New England, too. So it's crazy.
Yeah. Do you think the bad weather has it in for us this winter? Like,
I hope not, because I do not want a repeat of 2014. The winter of 2014 was so snowy. It was like one snowstorm after another.
Well, yeah, it's already snowed a few times.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I'm a little worried.
I know. Let's see what happens, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, guys, so here we use this phrase, the bad weather, has it in for us.
It's, I like that. It's funny because it's like you're giving the weather a personality, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I would just say the weather has it in for us. I don't know. But yeah, so the phrase today is to have it in for, right? And we're talking about this because we got a great question from our listener, Tatiana, asking about this phrase. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Sure. Here we go. So Tatiana says, hello, girls. I really enjoy listening to your podcast every day. It helps me a lot. I'm curious to know, what does it mean when Americans say someone has it in for me? Maybe you could do an episode about it. Thank you so much, Tatiana from Sao Paulo. Yeah, from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Perfect. Yes. Awesome.
Awesome. I really like this question. This is a interesting phrase. It's kind of a not a great meaning, right?
Dramatic.
Yeah, it's a little dramatic, right? So the phrase is blank has it in for blank, right? So basically this means that someone wants or intends to make your life bad, something in your life bad or difficult. Maybe they even want revenge for something.
Oh, no. Yeah, really bad. Scary, right? When someone's trying to get back at you.
Yeah, for sure. Get back at you. That's another good phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay. So we have a few examples today. What's the first one?
Okay, so here's the first one. That teacher really has it in for me. I missed the homework once, and now she refuses to give me anything above a 50%, even when I turn in assignments on time. Whoa, that's bad. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Or, wow, that yoga class really had it in for me today. I'm so sore. Or what's another one, Lindsay?
I think my computer has it in for me. It keeps dying whenever I try to turn it on. Oh, that would be bad.
All right. So as you can see, guys, it doesn't have to be only about people. You can even use this phrase about things, right?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that this is a good phrase. I feel like I hear have it out for me too, but I tried to find that one and yeah. I'm finding more with have it in for you.
Maybe people just get confused about the phrase and they use it wrong. Who knows?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe I have to look a little bit more. I'll let you guys know if I find anything else.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's mostly thought of kind of a revenge word, but as you can see, it can also be used in a less serious way, right? Just about kind of life being difficult, even if it's not in a very important or dangerous way, like the yoga class making you sore, right?
Yeah, no, totally. Exactly. I love that.
Yeah. So, guys, we have some similar phrases that we could use, right? So we want to go through those today so you can have some extra things that you can use. Well, one thing I liked was, Lindsay, I would like to add that one, is to get back at someone.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a grudge and you try to get back at someone by evening the score. I think we've talked about that before, even the score.
Even the score. All right. So that's more about, you know, revenge. So in that mm-hmm. context, right? What's another one you could say, Lindsay?
Well, so another way to say have it in for me is just to make my life difficult, right? She really wants to make my life difficult.
Right, right. Exactly. Or out to get, right?
Yeah.
So he must be out to get me. He never gave me the message from my boss.
That sounds so like mean and
it does.
Office politics, right?
Right, right. So I like this one that I wouldn't say like, oh, that yoga class is out to get me.
No,
right? but
but that's in a funny way. You're just being kind of funny.
True. Right? You could say it in a funny way, right? And that's why I think that so many of these things can be overlapped between people and things. Yeah. And I think that, like, you know, it all depends how you say it and how you use it. You can say it in a humorous way.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Cool. Yeah.
And then another one I thought of was to give someone a hard time.
Here's an example. My boss gives me a hard time even when I'm only 30 seconds late to work.
Yikes.
Whoa. I remember once when I was teaching English at a school in New York, and during the orientation, they said that if you're late once, you get fired. And I was so like scared. I was like, are you serious? Like one time being late, I'm going to get like, really? I was scared. I was like, should I actually take this job? Because like, do I really want that kind of stress? You know?
This in New York?
Yeah, this was a school I taught in New York.
Mm-hmm. So hard. I mean, New York, it's unpredictable how long.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
There's no way. I always, you know, like, you know that everybody is going to have a time when they're late. It's like, if it's a habit, it's a problem. But the trains, like we talked about, are unpredictable sometimes.
Yeah, and so that's just what we were saying. Exactly. You could sit in the tunnel now for a long time and you're just going to be late and it's not your fault. You got on the train at the right time. But luckily, I was never late. I didn't stay there very long, probably like 6 months. So that's okay. Anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So this one can be kind of a little bit different, right? And this one can definitely be used in a humorous way, right, Lindsay? To give you like, oh, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, yeah. I'm just teasing you, just playing with you. Exactly.
Right, exactly. So these are some, you know, kind of similar phrases. I could say, oh, that yoga class is giving me a hard time, you know, or I could say, yeah, my friend is giving me a hard time because I didn't come to her party or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Did you set a New Year's resolution on January 1st to get stronger in English this year? How's it going so far? If you're starting to slip, then we're here to help. Get the transcript so that you can learn more when you listen to the show 4 days a week. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and you'll save 50% when you sign up to get them by email every week. allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And yeah, are there any others that you can come up with off the top of your head, Lindsay? Oh, I like the Get Back app.
Oops, sorry, my phone is so loud. Sorry. No, I think that's good. Like, I think we got some good ones. I don't want to give our listeners any more because these are like a handful right here. I mean, these are good. Got out to get someone, give someone a hard time. Like, you guys go back, listen to this again, write them down, try to use them. Okay. Yes.
For sure. Okay. So, well, let's give it a try. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, let's do a role play.
Okay, so in this role play, we are two friends, and we're talking about a conflict with someone else, a third person.
Okay, all right, I'm ready. So, I don't know, Michelle. I think she really has it in for me because I forgot to pay her back that one time.
Well, I mean, you only forgot. I don't know why she has to give you a hard time.
I don't know either, but it's really making my life difficult because I'm so uncomfortable when we all get together and she doesn't talk to me.
Ugh, it's so immature that she's out to get you like that. Just ignore it, or I guess try to talk to her if you feel comfortable.
Or maybe pay her back, right?
Yeah, maybe that would do it. Yeah, I know. We didn't think about that, did we?
That would be the best solution, I think.
That would be the best solution. Yeah, it sounds like, you're just like, oh, I forgot to do it, and...
Right. Just pay her the money.
Okay. Awesome. I think we used all of them there, most of them or all of them. But yeah, so this is, I mean, do you think that this is kind of a, you know, that these words or these phrases could be used in this kind of a conversation?
Yeah, I think it seems pretty realistic to me. Like, I personally don't use have it in for me that much, but it's just because it's not in my personal vocabulary. But it's definitely a good one to use, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. Well, let's just go through it for our listeners here. So first, what did you say, Lindsay? You said, I don't know, Michelle.
I think she really has it in for me, right?
Right. Yeah. Like she wants to make my life hard. She's angry, right?
Yeah, you got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you say, I don't know why she has to give you a hard time. That's another good one. Mm-hmm.
And then you said, I don't know either, but it's really making my life difficult, right? Yeah. Or you could say she's making my life difficult, whatever.
Yep. I like that one. Mm-hmm.
And then I said, it's so immature that she's out to get you like that. Or I could just say that she's out to get you.
Yeah. No, these are really good ways of saying this, saying the same thing in a bunch of different ways. I love it. She's out to get you like that. Very cool.
And there, even though we said out to get you sounds like, you know, really kind of scary here, it's, you know, it doesn't really seem so, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So... Yeah, I think that this was a really good question. I don't know. It's always interesting to me, you know, sometimes you'll have a word or phrase, Lindsay, and I'm like, I never use that. And then it happens. It happens vice versa. But guys, I think that that's really good. I mean, because you're getting two different perspectives, right? Mm-hmm, we live in different places. We're from different places. And it just goes to show you how language is about choice. And it's about, you know, kind of, you know, your upbringing, maybe where are you from? Does your family use this phrase? But the good thing is to really understand that even if you're not going to use it, I mean, that's your choice. We just want to learn as many different things as possible, right?
Exactly. I mean, you guys have all the choices now. We're giving you guys like the undertones of English here that your textbook doesn't give you. You're going to have the choices and then you make the choice as to which ones you want to use. I love that idea. So good.
All right. Well, this has been fun, Lindsay. Thanks for hanging out today.
Absolutely, Michelle. Thank you. And we'll see you back on the show very soon. And guys, remember, if you're taking the IELTS exam this year in 2018, you want to go over to IELTS Energy Podcast and download those episodes. All right. Very cool.
Perfect. All right. Well, have a good day, guys. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.